What's up, everybody? Welcome to the STF podcast. This is episode 20-something. What is it, 21 or 22?
I don't fucking
Who
know.
cares?
Give
Who
me a
cares?
second. Why
Who
don't you
cares?
just
Who
keep
cares?
rambling on?
Yeah. Okay, well, today it is just me and Michael.
Sup?
Everyone else has left us. They're doing something more important.
If Colton ever puts up the last one, this would be episode 21.
Well, I thought we already... Okay, then. Well, we can
We're
find...
legal to drink now.
Yes, I'm sure Josh will kill you for that, but why not?
I don't give a shit. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
You missed last week's. Where were you?
Oh, man, you could not believe this, but I had the worst back pain that Saturday. Well, it started at Saturday, and it just continued on all week. It just like holy shit, I can't handle this. And the minutes before you guys started recording, it's like, listen, dudes, I can't do the podcast today. I'm in so much pain right now. I barely could even get up from bed.
Really?
So it's like, nah, you guys go on. And who was in the podcast last week?
Me, Josh, and Colton.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember now, because Josh was telling me, he's like, oh, that's one of our terrible podcasts we've ever
Yeah,
done.
it was. It was quite bad. I think it's because most you could tell from the beginning that straight away that all of us were like half asleep.
Well,
So.
I could only tell if Colton ever put up the podcast, if he's ever
True.
listening.
It will probably be out by the time that this comes out, so we'll be fine.
Oh, Lord.
But it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
We've had a busy week, I think, like in general.
Yeah. You want to share your stories of this week?
No, I'm just saying we've had. I think, oh God, I can't remember now. I think it's two or three, about three or three videos or so in the last week, which is rare for us because we usually do one about every like 2 weeks.
I know, right? But we're trying to get back to the swing of things, you know.
We are.
Try to get the STF podcast in full
I
force.
only knew about two of them coming out. One of them just caught me off guard.
Which one was that one?
Tony and Emily.
Oh, where they gave me the sweet shout out.
Yeah,
It's like, Michael, are you listening? I want you here.
I mean, it was. I mean, I watched it. It was quite entertaining.
Yeah, I quite entertaining. And actually, I'm going to take them up on their offer and I'm going to be in their next video.
Do you know what? I want to do that. I want to play as well.
What is it? No, because I'm not playing. I'm going to be color commentating,
Oh,
referee.
that's right. I'll get someone else in, and we can do like Team Griffball. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's an idea for the future.
Yep. See? Future at work now.
Yeah, it's all good. And then we've also had the next one of Colton's Let's Plays.
Do you mean
Sims 3 Pets.
what's it called? The Sims 3 with pets?
Yeah.
Oh. I like the way he made that video. It was pretty funny.
Haven't watched the second part, sorry, Colin, but I haven't
Oh,
had the chance to. That's the only problem. And then our last one, we had the next week of I Can't Place.
yeah, which was pretty good. What game is that actually?
What the one that cancelled? It was a game that was released on the marketplace. It was a I don't know if they had did it over in
I
the
don't know.
States, but it was a Doritos game. Doritos Crash Course. It's sort of like Wipeout in a way. Have a look. It was free to download, so it came out ages ago. It's just on my thing. I thought, okay, I'm quite bad at that. Let's give it a go.
I've never heard of that game
Have a look.
before.
Have a look. It's quite fun for the time being. The
I don't
online
know if it's.
it's sort of got
I
like
don't
an
know.
online thing. The online format is sort of like how it would be in Trials, where you see your people go across the screen with you, which is quite cool. So,
I don't know if it's still free though.
it's always been free, but I don't know if it still is.
It's probably already been like a. It's probably like a promotion or some shit.
Yeah, well, it did come out a while ago. I think they released two of them. The other one, I can't really remember what it was, but I know that had an easy gamer score.
Man, I feel like getting Worms Revolution actually.
What's that?
Worms Revolution?
Oh,
The third
Worms, yeah.
installment of Worms?
Yeah, I've never really been a big fan. I used to have Worms on my old Sony Ericsson, like, back when I was in high school.
What the fuck is a Sony Ericsson?
Oh, it's a phone. Like a
Oh.
crappy little phone.
Oh, wait, actually, I know that. Because when I went to Ecuador, They had a whole bunch of Sony Ericssons, and I'm like, what the fuck is this phone? I've never seen it before. Yeah. It's like, oh, wait. It's poor people phones.
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, I had a couple Sony Ericssons while I was in Ecuador, but I usually just give them away or sell it to somebody else for cheap price.
Yeah, I think my one sort of fell apart. I mean, they are like quite durable, but it's not great. But I'll stick to the iPhone anyway.
Did you catch the what's it called? That convention that happened in Las Vegas, the electronics something convention?
No, not a clue.
No? You know where they have every year where they announce like new stuff coming out?
Is it so? Oh, I know. I've heard of it. I haven't seen anything about it, but.
Oh, did you know that? You know Nvidia, right? The graphics card that are mostly in every PC?
Yeah.
They're making a handheld, it's like a fucking, what's it called? It's like a DS, only it looks like it has an Xbox controller with a screen on it.
So it's supposed to be PS Vista or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, but it looks freaking sweet. It says you're supposed to play. You could play any game that you regularly play on a PC.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And I was like, this might sell, actually.
See, the only thing that I think that would be good for is if it was, like, integrated with Steam.
Oh, that would... Well, didn't they have a console coming out,
No, though? I think it's, like, a thing that you can connect it to your TV. It's not, per se, a console. It's sort of, like, you can get Steam up on your TV. I think it's, like, an app to the TV sort of thing.
Hmm.
In a way, but... Because, I mean, are you a PC gamer?
Not that big.
No, I'm... I borderline. So... but... So it's sort of... I've been playing Minecraft on the PC for ages now.
Yeah, I played it before the Xbox 360 version.
No, just the PC version. I probably play it on the PC more than I play it
on the Xbox. I mean, I played Minecraft before it came out on the 360.
Oh, yeah, no. Same here.
No, I had the Mac version. I didn't have the PC version, no. I don't know what was the difference between both of them. Well, which I don't think there is, actually.
Because I used to have a PC before I got my MacBook, so I used to play it on there, and then I got my MacBook, so I got it again for Mac, and I still play it now, so I enjoy it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I play some indie games that get released on Steam and all of that. I mean, I've just finished
any good ones?
Little Inferno, which is amazing. So if anyone...
Is it not one of those stupid games that Joshua talks about? Oh, you gotta read to play.
No.
Oh, no. Thank God.
This one you actually gotta play, but it's like such a good... It's a really good game. I would recommend it.
Oh, Josh is going to hate me for that comment.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I said to him that I'd play that analog, and I still haven't. So
you still haven't played it?
But I'm not really into reading while playing. So.
Dude, you'll get bored by the first few minutes of the game. Mm. I don't know what Josh sees in that game. I guess because he loves anime so much, and I'm just borderline loving anime, and just it's okay. But you know, I don't know what he sees in that game. It's like, it's so fucking boring. It's like reading a book with choices.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty ridiculous, but...
So, how's that trip planning going?
I haven't done it since last time we spoke about it, so...
You fucking lazy bastard.
Although actually, I'll probably...
Don't worry. I'm on the same boat. I still haven't booked my hotel or my plane for RTX.
Yeah, I mean, that's soon enough. You got to do that. But, actually, I need to speak to you about... Not RTX, but I'll speak to you about that later on.
Yeah, you speak to me.
Did you hear we had snow?
Oh, yeah, I saw your pictures. They were pretty nice. Especially the murdered family of snowmen.
Yep, that was created by me in my garden.
Yo, who? Dad?
Yeah, me and my dad, we made that in my garden.
Was that a paintball gun? Because I saw the pallets of it. It's like, this has to be paintball. This is not like carrot juice or some shit.
No, it's
like
ketchup.
That. It's ketchup?
Ketchup.
You put ketchup in your paintball gun?
Paintball gun? I didn't have a paintball gun.
Wait, what did you use to make that effect?
I used ketchup from the squeezy bottle and you like spray it all over.
Oh, yeah. I remember. The Heinz ketchup has that shit.
Yeah. We use it in the freezer bottle, like you water down the ketchup, then you spray it all over, and it look It came out really well. I mean, if you check the link down, the pictures would be there.
I saw those pictures. They're pretty artistic.
I know. It worked up quite a storm on the old Facebook.
Kind of dark, but pretty artistic.
I know. It's the first thing I've ever had shared in my life. And, like, on Facebook, that is. Because, you know, you can share things now. It's the first thing I've ever had shared. And it got shared twice.
Oh, that's nice. So, is it a rare occasion for England to have snow?
Yeah, it's something that's happened. I mean, it never used to happen at all. But regularly, we usually get, like, once a year.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't snowed over here in New York, which I'm kind of baffled because every year before the last year that didn't snow. Well, actually, it did snow, but it wasn't, like, you know, like, constant snow every day.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is, it hasn't snowed much enough that we could call this winter. It's not even that cold outside. I could go outside and put, a vest. Oh, excuse me. I could put a vest, and it's pretty light warm outside, actually.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like winter to me anymore.
Oh, it's freezing over here. It's like constant. I mean, I finished work early. I tried to get into my car, and my door was frozen. So I had to.
Please tell me you had de-icer, at least.
Yeah, in the car.
Oh shit, that's great.
So I had to like jam it open before I could get in. So
that sucks, bro.
Announcement, we will be starting Resident Evil 5 again next week.
Yep.
So
and we will yep. They're always funny videos.
They did quite well. Even one video certainly picked up a little bit.
Well, that's because we used a popular name called Gundam Style.
I was thinking
that's the only reason why that one's so popular than the rest.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it and I just thought, it's got to be the name. That's the only reason. I think we should change like all the names to say that, and then we'll get like millions of views.
Probably. Or we should just put Psy and that's it.
Yeah. So it's like, instead of part 5 and calling it Duck Duck Goose, we just put Duck Duck Psy. Or if we go for the first part, just meet Psy.
If we can find a monster that looks like him, yeah.
I doubt that. But actually, to be fair, I haven't actually checked that for a while. I want to know how well it's doing now.
No. Oh, well, you're checking.
1.2 billion.
1.2 billion views so far? I think it gave up after a while. I think it's like, oh, it reached its billion view. Eh, might as well leave it alone.
Yeah. I mean,
it's never going to go any higher than 1 billion.
Yeah. It might.
So.
I don't know. But, okay, there's a thing that happened. Have you ever heard of the supermarket Tesco's?
Tesco's?
Tesco, yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's a supermarket. It's a big supermarket. It's probably the most popular supermarket chain in England.
If it's popular in England, it's probably not popular in the United States.
Okay, well, it's like the biggest supermarket chain that there is in England.
All right, talk about it.
They recently, this week, there was a discovery that in some of their name brand burgers, like frozen burgers, it contained horse meat.
What?
Yep.
Wait, like actual horses?
Yeah, it contains horse meat. It said that their like own brand of beef burgers contained 30% horse meat.
Wow.
Yep.
Are they good?
I can't remember. I've probably had one before, but I can't remember.
Well, I've had horse meat before because it's not a rare occasion. No, it actually, in Ecuador, it's a super rare occasion that we ever have horse meat because most of the horses are meant for work or ride around.
Yeah.
And I remember one year, my aunt was like, "You've ever had horse meat?" I was like, "No, but I'm willing to try anything besides fish." I would never. Well, actually, I've tried it before, but I would never eat fish ever again. Really? After that one bad experience.
I don't have a problem with fish. I mean, horse meat's quite a big deal considering it's meant to be beef. So there's a big deal about that. And being the jokers that we are in this country, there's a video that's up on YouTube of two people that dressed up in a horse costume running around the supermarket down the freezer aisle shouting for mummy and daddy. which is quite a cool video. I mean, it has to be watched. I mean, I'll send it to you in a bit. But
all right, and yeah, it's brilliant. That's funny. Speaking of food, I was reading an article in Yahoo. You know the sandwich chain Subway, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So a customer went there one day and he orders a $5 footlong. I don't know if you have that over there. You have a $5 footlong?
We got the footlong. I don't know. It wouldn't be $5 though. That's a...
I don't know. Whatever you British people do with your footlongs.
I don't know.
So anyway, the guy takes out a measuring tape. He measures the fucking sub. And
I saw this. It's a picture. It's
you did see this, right?
Inches, not 12.
And it only reached to 11 inches.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he complained to the Subway people. And holy shit, they responded quickly. Actually,
what'd they do? Like bake another loaf or?
No, I'm not sure what he did. But he's like, "Oh, you guys are cheating me out of 1 inch." Or some shit. And Subway's like, we're... No, they sent a... what's it called? What's this thing's called? They sent a press conference and talked to ABC. And it was like, oh, we strive to make our customers happy or some shit like that. And it's like, we will get to the bottom of this. So every Subway has a foot long, no matter where you live.
Yeah.
But they were under the fire that day.
Yeah, I bet they were. I mean, it's the big
thing. No, and you know what? After that guy released that photo, everybody started taking a photo of their own Subway sub and measuring it.
Yeah.
So they say the average sub is at least 11 or 11 and a half inches.
That's pretty bad.
Pretty crazy.
That's not good.
Yeah, but, you know, if people don't have anything to complain, you know, they go crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see the old interview with Lance Armstrong? No,
I don't follow him, really.
Did you not? I watched that. It was quite...
He disappoints cancer people.
It's such a disappointment, though. It's, like, horrible. It's like, if you're a fan of any sport, it's not a good thing.
No, you never want to hear some guy who's beating the odds, you know, had cancer, won a bunch of...
I mean, it's like the story, it's like the whole story going up to that, and it's the fact that he wins
and then
seven
after
of the
that,
titles,
making
like,
a,
like the
yeah,
biggest
and after
thing.
That, yeah, and then after that, making a charity.
Exactly.
Dude, everything goes to shit after that.
I know, it's horrible. It's just, I mean... I don't think anyone sees him in the same way anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's disgusting. People like that, not very nice.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody wants to see some NFL stars and some MLB stars are on that point. Like, oh, human growth hormones, you know. That's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that, but... But I know there's some people especially little kids that are looking up to them. It's like one minute they're your hero, and then the next you find out they did something so bad that you don't even want to know them.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know. People are like that. So are you playing any games?
I've actually bought a couple new games, actually.
What have you been playing?
Mostly Dead Space 2.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you were playing the other one the other week, the first one.
I finished the first one already.
Yeah, I know. Is that in preparation for the third one, or is it just ones that you haven't got around to doing?
No, it's just that I've always heard good things about Dead Space, and I was like, oh, everybody else is playing it, might as well try it.
Yeah.
And I love the series, actually. I love it. It is a pretty cool series. And now, as of now, I already pre-ordered Dead Space 3, why I bought Dead Space. I bought Dead Space 2 to prepare myself for Dead Space 3.
Nice. I haven't played them personally, but I suppose it's something I should really get around to doing. I mean, I've just started playing, because I finished Black Ops and... I finished Black Ops and Veteran, and then I did Forza, and I've completed everything in that. So they're all done. So I've got myself Sleeping Dogs. again, I've heard good things about it, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Do you have Far Cry 3?
No.
Nah, I got that game too.
I need to get that.
Yeah, I got that game because one of my friends is about to start a Let's Play. He's like, dude, do you have Far Cry 3? He's like, yeah, hell yeah, I have Far Cry 3. He's like, we should do a Let's Play. He's like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have anything else better to do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's one that I really need to get. I mean, all I've heard is good things about it, so.
Yeah. I haven't gotten around to play it because I want to first finish Dead Space 3 before I play Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
But I've heard good things about it. And just watching the Achievement Hunter Let's Plays, it looks like a pretty cool game.
Yeah, I know. It does look really good. I mean, my brother played it when he rented it out, and he played it. And I watched that, and that looked like really interesting and quite cool.
I mean, it's not that much anymore because it used to be $60, but I picked it up for less than $55.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There's like big sales on and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Also, I want to pick up Borderlands 2, but I just want to wait till all the DLC comes out so I could just pick up.
Yeah, I know. They've just released one recently. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. But
don't they have like three already out?
Yeah, they sound like that. I know one recently just come out, but I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, it was like Big Game Hunting or something.
I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah, and then there's like other ones, so.
I'm just waiting till they do like the Fallout New Vegas thing and just release the game again with all the DLC.
I know, that's the one thing I've done. I always bought Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas when they came out, played them, and then had to stop. And then I waited for all the DLC to come out in the game, the year edition, and then rebought the game. So I think if there's going to be a new Fallout, because I love Fallout's probably my favourite franchise, like, at all. I mean, I've played those games religiously. I mean, I've still got Fallout 3 here, and I still play that occasionally, so.
No, I gotta say it. When Crash told me to get Fallout 3, I was like, nah, I don't want to play another Bethesda game. Is it going to be like Skyrim? I asked him, is it going to be like Skyrim? And he's like, yeah. I was like, with guns, though. I was like, okay. So I picked it up. I played nonstop every day that game.
Yeah.
That's how fucking awesome it is.
Yeah, Fallout 3 is my favorite game ever. I'm not afraid to say that. It is the best game I've ever played in my life.
I was about to pick up New Vegas, but I was like, nah, I got other games I want to play first.
New Vegas is really good. It's not as good as Fallout 3, but
that's what I've heard. That's why I didn't want to pick it up at first. It's like, I've heard good things about New Vegas, but I've also heard bad things about it. It's like, maybe I'll play something else first before I get it.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of fucking games are about to come out anyway, so what's the point of getting an old game? Like, what's coming out in a couple of weeks?
The only ones that I care about that I'm looking forward to is Bioshock Infinite and Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. I saw that in Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con.
It looks amazing.
It does look amazing. They even had a booth where you had a bow and where they let you shoot the Tomb Raider's bow and arrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lara Croft, whatever. Same fucking thing.
Yeah. I know, that game looks so good. It looks like they finally, because they've taken what Uncharted does for the PS3 and brought it to the Xbox.
Yeah. You ever heard of ZoomIn.tv, the YouTube channel?
Nope.
Where they do, like, the top five or...
Nope, never.
Nope. Well, they had a segment for Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And they were explaining what were good, serious, and then what was bad. I mean, given there is a couple good new generations of Lara Croft, but most of the newer ones are shit.
Yeah.
But this new one that's coming out, it looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It looks so... I mean, I grew up playing Tomb Raider. Bang, when we had the old PS1, we were playing like the original couple and all of that, so.
I grew up with Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
You don't see me buying a Wii to play it.
Tomb Raider and Spyro the Dragon is what I grew up with. That's it. Other than that, I didn't want to know.
Tom, when did we become a gaming podcast again?
I don't know. It's good though. Finally getting back to what you should be.
I know, because Rooster Teeth. Yeah, but Rooster Teeth rechanged their genre now. Now they're not games and hobbies, they're comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they changed it.
That with games and hobbies, I think.
Well, I think because when they won the podcast awards, I think they talked about it. They wanted to change it to comedy to see if they win the podcast awards next year for comedy.
Yeah, it's a different thing, yeah. Isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think we should subscribe to the podcast awards? See if one of us gets a free trip to Las Vegas.
We can try.
Actually, speaking of podcasts, I want to give a shout out to Crash and on the website Crash RTAD and the rest of the guys from Red Team After Dark for having a good community night last night and you know doing what they do best. And it's, I mean, those guys are pretty cool guys. I mean, I've spoken with most of them, and you know,
you've been on
they're a cool bunch
you?
Of kids.
You've been on their thing,
huh?
You've been on their podcast.
Yeah, I've been on their podcast. I think it was like episode 10 I was on.
Yeah.
So, should we get to questions, Tom? Since we're already here?
Nah, we'll pass on that. I think we're doing alright.
Yeah.
Have you caught up on any TV recently? Like any of the series that you've been watching?
Oh, which TV? I don't watch much TV.
I thought you were
except I did
some series or...
Actually, I did finish Breaking Bad, catching up to it. And dude, it looks like it's about to blow up in everybody's face in the end of this season.
Have you finally caught up with it?
Yeah, I finally caught up with
finally.
It. I mean,
we can actually have a discussion about this. Is the
Yeah. Actually, let's make this into a Breaking Bad spoiler.
I've been waiting so long for you to finish watching this.
No. When you told me about Breaking Bad, and I know Jack from Achievement Hunter keeps talking about this, and it's like, oh, well, might as well watch it, because I've watched most shows, and I don't really watch much TV, and since it's already on Netflix, I might as well watch season 1 through season 4, and then try to find a way to watch season 5.
Have you not got season 5 on Netflix, the first half?
No, they don't have it yet.
We've got it on us.
I went to a little website that I just don't want to name because I don't want the government to take it down.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Walter White.
What?
Where the fuck did it happen to him, bro?
In what way?
I mean, when I began watching the show, it was just a guy trying to set his family up for when he dies, they'll have money to live on.
Sort of that thing, like, because obviously he gets better as the show goes on, so like,
yeah,
works,
and then
is getting recovered,
dude,
I think it's just the power of it all. It's
yeah,
like he knows
he became,
he's the best about it.
He became a guy with just trying to help his family and with cancer to being like the biggest drug kingpin in all of New Mexico.
I know. No, it is, like, if you watch it from the, if, like, you have just watched it, like, all throughout, you just see the change, like, it's not subtle at all, it's just, like, you can tell exactly the point where he's changing.
Yeah, I've seen the point where he's changing. Holy shit, you know what's my favorite episode out of the whole Breaking Bad series so far?
Go on.
Is the season finale of season 4.
Is that the one where they kill Gus Fring?
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah. I like the artwork they did on his face, bro. It's so realistic.
Yeah, I know, it looks amazing. Then the explosion and...
The explosion, but not just the explosion. The way he comes
out
afterwards.
Yeah.
And his face all half done. Holy shit.
Nah, my favorite episode, I think it was series 3, the episode in the lab with the fly.
Oh, when he goes crazy trying to catch this fly?
That episode's so good.
Dude, I didn't understand that episode too well. And I was like, why is he so obsessive with this goddamn fly?
You're so good.
It's like, it's not going to really contaminate the product, really.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's such a well-made episode. That's probably what's my favorite. I need to watch that one again. I love it. What do you think's going to happen then? End of series.
I'm thinking everything's just going to blow up in his face now that, spoiler alert, Hank knows that Walt is Eisenberg.
So what's going to happen?
I think something's going to happen. Well, remember the first episode of season 5? In the beginning of it?
Yeah.
When Walt turns 52 and he bought a submachine. No, it wasn't a submachine gun. That thing is I think it's a 50 cal machine gun.
Yeah, I'm obviously because that's the future of what.
I think in reality something's going to happen to Hank.
I think.
No, I mean, not like he's going to die or anything.
I think it'll be sort of like at the end of, I think, is it one or series one or series two where he gets attacked by the thugs in the
cartel?
Car park? Like the hitmen.
You mean the cartel? Yeah, yeah.
I think it'll be sort of like that in a way. Like, he doesn't die, but he just, like, narrowly escapes it.
Like they did in which one? The one where the two cartel brothers went after Hank?
Yeah. In the car park and he like rams him up against the car and he's like there with the axe and Hank shoots him and he gets shot like a few times.
You know what? We should have said that we were going to spoil the whole season right then. Who cares? Well,
I think I have a strong feeling Walt's going to die, but I can't tell if it's going to be. I've got a strong feeling I can't tell who it's going to be that kills him.
What I'm thinking of, if it's going to be anybody, I think Skyler's going to kill her.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking it's either Skyler, Jesse, or Hank. It's going to be one of them. I don't know who.
But why would... Well, the only reason why would I think that Jesse's going to kill Walter is because he poisoned Brock.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I would think Jesse kills him.
But the thing and is, also, I don't think Jesse's capable of doing that, though. That's the thing.
That's the thing, yeah. And didn't he just give him $10 million?
Mm. I don't. It's so confusing.
I know, right? I just can't wait till... And The Walking Dead's about to come back, too.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah. I need to rewatch Series 3. I'm, like, out of it. I've forgotten a lot about it already.
It's on Netflix.
It's not on...
No, Season 2 is on Netflix. Season 3, you can find anywhere.
Yeah, I know. But, I need to... look into it. I need to go.
But this is the final season of Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah. Well, the final half that's still to come.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the show will end after the last episode.
It will.
Wow.
That's it.
And I gotta say, if whatever ending they pick, they're gonna leave it in a bang.
Oh, yeah. You can expect that from judging how the rest.
I just want to know. Do you think Jesse will ever die, though?
Probably. Like, we're for all some die, Michael. You can't stay alive forever.
No, I mean, in the series, you moron.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, he survived so many seasons where I saw potential for him to die.
See, I think the only way he could die is if he's get killed by Hank because of the history that them two have.
Oh, yeah, When Hank knocked the shit out of Jesse.
Yeah, it's stuff like that. I mean, that's the only way I can see Jesse dying at all.
You think so?
Or if that's the only way I can see Hank dying, I think, is if Jesse kills him.
Oh, that's true, too. But what is going to happen to Walt Jr. and Holly? That's what I want to know.
I really don't know. We could sit here for
hours. There's so many questions that are going to be answered.
But I don't know. I've just got to wait. It's too long to wait, but I've just got to wait.
Man, I'm so glad I watched Breaking Bad. It's just an awesome series.
Yeah.
Do you think somebody could take the recipes that they show on Breaking Bad and make meth?
No. I doubt that.
No. No, come on. I think Jack asked that question once.
I don't think they could. I bet people have tried.
You think people tried?
They've got to, haven't they?
Well, that's true.
Surely that's happened somewhere. But I don't think they give out that much information that they could do it.
Imagine if they did and got in trouble for it.
Yeah. Well, no, because I think they're... Obviously, because it goes through the... It obviously gets checked before it gets aired, doesn't it? So.
Oh, yeah. For us, it's the FCC. What is it for you guys?
I don't know. I haven't got
You don't know your own government?
I don't even know what it is. Really haven't got a clue. It's one of those things.
Who else is left from the cartel? I think everybody's dead by then.
Yeah.
Nobody's left.
Because they had that bust up when they went to... I can't remember where they went. But you know, when it was Gus, Jesse and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was when they killed all the leaders of the cartel.
Yeah.
I remember that quite clearly.
But What about Mike, man? He's dead.
I know. Having a Mike good time. I like
that was
Mike.
The shittiest way to die, actually. I gotta say, that was the shittiest way to die.
Yeah, he wasn't the best after, like, all he's been through and all of that.
And then he gets shot in the gut. And the in the cartel scene when Jesse and Gus and him are assassinating the guy who killed his friend. Who is that guy anyway?
Which one?
The Chilean person.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, the doctor.
Who is he to Gus? Is he like a brother or something?
Is it the doctor?
No. In the scene where Gus has a flashback to when they first.
Oh, that
met...
was his. No, I think it was his old partner who was like a brother to him who got killed in. Out there.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's what I'm saying. It's like that's the guy he kills afterwards.
Yeah.
And what's his name? The guy, Tuco's uncle. What was his name? Rodriguez or something?
Oh, Claire. I can't remember that far back.
The guy with the wheelchair that has to press the bell?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Dude, that was the most awesome thing he does. That's when he gave away that he was going to kill that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
When he looked at him in the end.
I know.
No, because didn't he taunt him every time to look at him?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at the end, when he looked at him and started ringing the bell for the bomb to blow up.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
God, man, you make me feel like I need to rewatch it. I'm like blanking out on so many of these things and I get like this little bit that I remember.
The show is still fresh in my memory. That's
yeah,
why.
I think it's because I've been telling you to catch up for so long.
Yeah, I just recently catched up. Like a couple weeks ago, I finally finished the first half of the of season 5.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. I finished that months ago. We've been waiting for you to catch up or someone to catch up so I can speak to them about it.
Yeah, but I gotta say. This season, nothing else in this world will ever recreate anything Breaking Bad has made.
No, it's just like the whole effect of it is
yeah.
Huge, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, should we go on to questions before we talk about Breaking Bad some more?
Nah. Screw the questions, we can do them another time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, there was, I mean, I'm going to get around... Actually, yeah, I'm going to watch Breaking Bad. Oh, I've been watching, Californication.
What the fuck is that?
I'm surprised you don't know what that is. I thought it was quite big in America.
I bet you it's a white people show.
Probably.
Well, explain it to us what it is.
It's about a writer who lives in L.A., has a lot of sex, drugs... gets drunk.
So basically this is the Rolling Stones
while,
life.
So, like his relationships with his daughter and his ex. So it's really good.
So it's basically the Rolling Stones life.
Pretty much. Except they're not writers. Musicians. It's really good. It's really good. I mean it's just one of those ones that you start, you know when you look at your Netflix and you just see like shows that come up and I saw this on there, I had a look at it. It looked alright. I watched the episodes, and I love it. I think it's amazing. It's really good.
Oh, speaking of shows, what the fuck is with you and Jersey Shore?
Oh my God.
You knew I was going to bring this up!
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
The first two series are on Netflix. I mean, I have them, anyway, on DVD.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, they're on Netflix. I watched an episode, and I just thought, okay, I love it. I've got to watch them again. So I watched it all again.
You disappoint me, bro.
You disappoint
me.
It's amazing.
It's so stupid.
Jersey Shore is so good.
Dude, if I wanted to see a bunch of drunken whores, I would go to the clubs and experience it myself. I don't have to watch a show to experience that.
Which we are going
to
do.
Well, that New York Comic Con 2013.
Drunk whores.
Drunk whores.
Yeah, no.
Is that going to be the first?
I finished Jersey Shore now.
Shut up, you and your stupid Jersey whores. So, is that... 2013 in August. October. Is that going to be the first time the whole crew of the STF podcast is going to do a podcast live?
Yep. Exactly.
You know what we should do? We should do a video podcast for that one.
If we can figure out how to do that, then yeah.
Yeah.
I know, we had this conversation with Josh about this. I think we were going to think about renting out a studio or something and just doing it there.
Renting out a studio?
Yeah, he said something about getting a studio, like, quite cheap.
For what? To do the video podcast when we all come to New York?
Yeah.
Well, we could always do it in the back of the office of the auto parts. Okay. That's what has a lot of room, and we could just rearrange the furniture.
Yeah, I know, but it's
and we have cameras there.
Stuff that we didn't have, like the equipment and all of that.
No, we'll have equipment there. That's the thing we do have over there in the auto parts. My brother didn't tell you that my dad owns a radio in the back of the auto parts? Where he streams live every 2 days.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, and we don't have to pay a dime for it. All we got to do is ask my dad, and he'll give me... Well, actually, I have the keys on me 24/7, so I can go in there whenever I want.
Okay, we'll do that. That works.
Yeah. It's cheap, and we don't have to buy any... we don't have to spend any money anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that works a lot better.
That does work a lot better. So, watched any other stupid ass shows while you were at it?
Fuck off. not that I can think of. No, I think it's just those two at the moment. But I need to change. I need to start doing something else.
You need to watch better shows like Sons of Anarchy. Have you watched that yet?
No, it's on Netflix. I might have to give it a go.
Watch it, seriously, bro. It is an awesome series. I've been watching it since the day they released it. I love it, man. I love Harley Davidsons, and I have always wanted one, but since I have a fear of driving a two-wheel vehicle, I can't own one.
What?
So I'm waiting for the
serious.
It's because one day when I was a kid, I drove my dad took out the wheels out of my trike for the first time. And so I'm riding along and all of a sudden the fucking bike leans over. I fall and I cut my leg open with the pedal because the pedal's metal.
Yeah.
And I just had a fear of two wheels ever since.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm working on it to, you know, So I could finally get a Harley Davidson. And
we need to teach you.
If
to
not,
ride a bike.
I can always. Yeah. If not, I'll just buy a Harley Davidson tricycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit lazy, but.
Oh, fuck you.
But we teach you how to ride a bike.
Yeah. No, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Sons of Anarchy is basically like the same thing as Breaking Bad. Not without the drugs and cooking and stuff. Well, it does involve drugs, but it's basically the world of an MC. And if anybody doesn't know that, it means motorcycle club.
Yeah.
But it is a pretty good series. I don't know why some people give it shit. I mean, to me, it's like watching the modern day Hamlet.
Mm.
And you've heard of Hamlet, right?
Of course.
No, of course. Yeah. Every Englishman,
I mean,
heard
yeah,
that.
I don't know, I'll put it on the list. I mean, it's not a bit come up on Netflix that I'm thinking about watching. What am I thinking of watching?
Yeah.
Well, I still need to... I mean, they've put the newest series of South Park on there, which I haven't watched yet.
Seriously?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
No, I gotta watch it then. I've watched all the South Parks, but I... Ever since season... What was it? I think... No, the last season... What was last season?
The newest one.
Mm-mm. The one before that.
The one that she's been put on there is season 15.
No, I haven't watched it since season 13.
Oh, really? I've seen season 13 and season 14.
No, I haven't watched it since then because...
Did you not
see
the Inception episode?
No, actually I did see that one.
Yeah, that was season 14.
I may have saw parts then of season 14, but I've stopped watching it for a while because... It's not getting any funnier anymore. It's like Family Guy.
No. I think it's completely different. Family Guy, I've gone off completely. I don't really watch it anymore. Well, I don't watch it anymore. South Park, I love. I think it's really good.
No, I mean, it is good, but, you know, I don't... It's not intriguing as it used to be.
Yeah.
They need the spark back. That's what they need. They need more Obama. That's what they need.
They do. They do. He'd be quite good in it. Obama.
So, anything else we have to talk about today?
No, I think that's about it. We've done quite well for two of us.
Yep. You got? Are you doing anything today?
Well, I'll be going to bed in a bit.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, sleep is always good.
Well, it's the fact that it's quite late and I've got work tomorrow morning.
Well, at least you have a half a day tomorrow. I gotta work a full day.
Yeah, I know. But still, I've still gotta be up early.
Yeah, that's true.
Being a little bitch. Oh, what films have you watched recently? Have you watched any? Seen any?
Except for Django Unchained.
Hey,
that's
you said it right. Well done. Sorry.
Shut up. God damn it. You don't know how much shit Joshua gives me every time I say it wrong. Just what the fuck are you supposed to expect? When you put a D in front of it, what am I supposed to say? I can't say it like that. It's like sometimes when I see something, like gnomes is a better example. I say gnome. Because it's like, what the fuck? Shut up!
Gnome.
It's like, why would you put the G there if it's not, if it just says gnome? You might as well just put the G, you might as well cut the G out.
Gnome. I've never
yeah, that's
heard
what
of
I
that
said.
Before. That's brilliant.
Shut up. It's just, sometimes our English language is kind of fucked up.
Oh my god. I watched Cloud Atlas the other day.
What the fuck is that?
It's already been out in America. It's a film that came out a while ago.
Is that the one with, what's his name? Tom Hanks, yeah. Where he plays like three different characters?
Yeah, six different characters, yeah. They all play six different characters.
Holy shit, that guy really has a lot of free time on his hands.
He's amazing.
I don't know. I'm not used to those artsy films. I'm usually just used to...
Give this one a watch. It's completely different. It's really good. Really
good. I know, but I wanna watch that new Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that came out. The Last Stand.
Never heard of it.
You didn't see trailers for it? They have them all over YouTube. You might as well watch one.
Yeah, but it's a bit different if it's coming out in your country or if it's coming out in my country.
Yeah, but at least watch the trailers. You'll get an idea of what I'm talking about.
Oh, look.
Any other films you've watched?
No, I'm going to see Django Unchained probably in the week.
Oh, you're going to love it. Just be expecting penis. Spoiler alert.
Wow, thanks for that.
At least you'll know, but you don't know what penis I'm talking about.
I don't care. Don't ruin it for me. I don't want anything. I don't want to know anything about the film. But now I know that.
No, but it's pretty good, actually.
Cock.
No, without spoiling it, it's a pretty awesome movie.
So I've heard, okay, and don't say anything else on it because I don't want to.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I don't like spoiling other people who haven't watched it. Just like
it right now.
Just
be quiet.
Just like when you told me to watch Breaking Bad and you didn't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't talk about it. Well, no, Breaking Bad's been out for ages. I've seen that. I don't care about that. I've seen it, so...
Yeah, but I didn't see it, and it was part of my list.
But, okay, I'm gonna... Oh, yeah, I'll watch it, and then we can talk about it next week. I haven't seen it.
Alright. Alright, then.
Sweet.
Well, you want to do the intro, outro, or you want me to do it?
I don't mind. You can do it. Go on.
Alright, We got a Rooster Teeth page, which is roosterteeth.com/group/stfpodcast. I think that's the address.
I thought it was Stay in the Facts podcast, but
whatever. We have our website, which is www.stfpodcast. What is it?
stfpodcast.blogspot.com.
That's what I was about to say.
No, you said www. That's wrong.
No,
I'm just going to take over from you because you're not doing this very well.
Just do it, damn you.
We've got a Facebook page, which is Stay in the Facts Podcast. There's Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at STF Podcast. YouTube as well, we've also got, which is STF Podcast. We've got Let's Plays coming out from Colton on his Sims 3 Pets every week. I Can't Plays come out every Thursday. Resident Evil will start soon, and usually just random little videos pop up now and then, so subscribe on there, check out the old stuff.
That it?
I think that's about it, is it? Or have I missed anything? No, I think that's it. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, and don't forget to send us your questions and your intros at stfpodcast.com at gmail.com.
The one. Forgot about that.
Yep, almost forgot that one.
Peace out, everybody.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.